This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1675. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 26th, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Congo, Ethiopia, Germany, Greece, Israel, Japan, Mexico, Myanmar, New Zealand, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Puerto Rico, Romania, Somaliland, Sri Lanka, Sweden, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More about the new service to Afghanistan we reported last week. Salam Vatandar. Hans-Jörg Biener, Patrick Robich, and Kai Ludwig all point out that it's not new on shortwave. It was previously active in 2004 for a little while and was reported duly in DX Listening Digest. The research further into it reveals some additional facts. First of all, the name Salam Vatandar means hello, countrymen. It was set up in 2003 in Afghanistan by USAID. However, last year, a report dated April 10th in internews.org said 9 years after its establishment, Salam Vatandar was officially inaugurated April 8th as an independent, non-governmental Afghan organization. So far, propagation has not been favorable for me to hear it, but once again, here is the schedule in case you want to try to hear its broadcasts, which are believed to be via Kostenbrod, Bulgaria. 0230 to 04 UT on 11545 and 1330 to 15 on 15615. They're in the Pashto language with 100 kilowatts aimed due east. From Antarctica, LRA 36 15476 continues to elude us in North America who are trying to hear it directly. However, on May 31st, Brian Clark in New Zealand pulled it in at 1958 UT with a full ID at 2007 and it went off at 2059. It's also reported from Belgium in HCDX by Moritz von Drischer on Tuesday, June 25th. The carrier, at least, was detectable on its distinctive off-frequency at 1800 UT using its new vertical antenna and Perseus receiver. Also not making it this far into deep North America was the annual BBC World Service broadcast to Antarctica I also previewed last week, Friday the 21st of June at 2130 to 22 UT, but it was heard further east in North America and of course in Europe and let us hope in Antarctica. It took several days for the BBC to put up audio of that broadcast on their website, but it is now available and of course an URL too complicated to try to convey on the air, but it is in DX Listening Digest, the new issue number 13-26 when available via worldofradio.com. Or you might also find it by searching the BBC World Service website on Antarctic Midwinter Broadcast. And just be sure it's for this year. They also have audio up from some previous years. Deep South Americans continue to complain about spurious transmissions from Argentina. The transmitter on 6060 of Radio Nacional heard with distorted modulation between 5910 and 5950, concentrating around 5930, says Claudio Galas in Chile, at 0200 UT, June 23rd. And then checked by several Argentine listeners, including Ernesto Paulero, and for them it was closer to 5920. Not the first time this has been reported, and in fact it may not even be audible on the fundamental at all, at least according to the listener in Chile. In another follow-up to last week, Radio LMS, the Samoan service, near Sydney, Australia, on 2368.5, which as of June 16th was off the air. Ian Baxter nearby says it was back on the air as of June 21st, not modulating until June 23rd. Meanwhile, he has arranged for an EQSL only for those who have heard but not managed to QSL Radio Symbian, the Greek ethnic service which had previously, and perhaps will again in the future, occupied that same transmitter. All the details on how to go about this are, of course, in DX Listening Digest, but basically, John Wright is handling this service and convincing reports, preferably including an MP3 recording, a short one, should be sent to his email address as well as written details. The address is dxer1234@gmail.com. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports on Azerbaijan, the 10-kilowatt transmitter at Stepanakert. The Voice of Justice maybe has suspended its broadcast since he is reporting zero signals as of June 25th for the previous half-hour broadcasts in Azeri at 06 and 14 UT on 9677.7 variable. However, the other service carried on that transmitter, which he puts on 9677.8, the Voice of Tadlishistan, is back on shortwave, he says, heard again Wednesday, June 26th at 15 to 16 UT. It's been scheduled from Tuesday through Saturday. Ron Howard in California reports the home service on 4750.0 Bangladesh Betar, June 24th and 25th, with decent reception, even though mixing with Makassar, Indonesia. All programming seems to be in Bangla except for a daily spot for a weather report in English at 1252 UT, which he was often hearing last January, and there are frequent IDs. The next frequency up from Bangladesh is 7250, reported by Ulmar Kvik in Sweden, shortwave bulletin, for the external service in English. Introducing Islam was the program until 1815 on June 22nd. Pedro F. Arunadigi has issued another of his monthly Chaski DX reports, mostly about stations in Peru and neighboring countries, such as Brazil on 3355, heard on the 3rd of June at 1012 to 1035 UT with the news. It's Rádio Educadora 6 de Agosto in Chapuri. However, during the news, the IDs were Rádio Difusora, which simply means radio station, and also Pela Agência Pública de Comunicação do Acre. This is a bit confusing. Rádio Educadora 6 de Agosto is the station listed in the WRTH, but he's hearing these Rádio Difusora IDs. Henrik Clements in Sweden explains, the Radio Difusora Acreana news bulletins are regularly heard on Radio Educadora, 6 de Agosto, already when logged by Thomas Nielsen a couple of years ago. The Chapuri outlet belongs to the Acre State Network, whose flagship is Radio Difusora Acreana, and so they relay newscasts of that station. Henrik adds, it's interesting to note that this station is not heard much in Rio and Sao Paulo, but can be heard in Scandinavia and Peru. There are two Brazilians nominally on 4865, but Thomas Nielsen in Sweden in shortwave bulletin was hearing one varying from 20 to 70 hertz below 4864 on June 22nd and 23rd. One of them apparently has drifted, but there was too much codar interference for him to get an ID. In the Condish list, this is also noted by Arnaldo Slein in Argentina and Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay. They say the one on 4864 is Radio Alvorada de Londrina, Paraná, Brazil, rather than Radio Verdish Florestas. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports good reception on the 10-meter band of Radio Polonia, 28200, June 18th at 1625 and the 20th at 1655. That's the third harmonic of a Bulgarian relay on 9400, which is currently carrying Poland between 1530 and 1800. He also refers to it as Polish Radio Warsaw, but I think both of those are outdated names. The last I heard, they were calling themselves the Polish Radio External Service. The AUKI list had been predicting another maintenance period of several weeks. China Radio International off the air from 7:325, but a different hour than earlier this year when they were off allowing us to hear One Talk Radio Lite Papua New Guinea in the clear on the same frequency. But Ron Howard in California says CRI is off that frequency now between 13 and 1357. Not heard June 25th, but the bad news is there was no hint of even a carrier from Papua New Guinea. Thomas Nielsen, Sweden, in shortwave bulletin reports, Radio Congo, the one in Brazzaville, with a news block from 18 UT June 17th until closing at 18:27, 4 hertz above 6115. And he says the signal is often very strong. That's the only shortwave frequency from that country. But due to the limited schedule, we never hear it in North America. On UT Mondays after 0300, Radio Marti is taking a break from all its frequencies, and sometimes the Cuban jamming is reduced or even turned off, but not always, such as 6030. On June 24th, Ron Howard in California was monitoring that frequency and was hearing the Ethiopian station Radio Oromia at 0311 to 0343. He was hearing Horn of Africa music and cutting through the normal Cuban jamming. A new earlier sign-on time has now been confirmed, starting at 0300. Actually, they probably start playing their xylophone-like interval signal at 0250. And he was also pleased to get a quick EQSL letter in just 1 hour from the engineering department head of the station, who was very pleased it was being heard as far away as California. This just in from Tom Taylor. Hamburger Local Radio will be making some tests via the MV Baltic radio transmitter on the 19-meter band, 15785. I assume their own 1-kilowatt transmitter, starting Sunday, June 30th, for 2 hours each at 06, 10, 14, and 18 UT, with more tests in weeks to come. The Voice of Greece continues to be heard on shortwave, although sometimes with interruptions as the two sides try to work out how to resolve the dispute over what becomes of the national public broadcaster. Sunday, June 23rd, was declared an International Mobilization Day for ERT. However, this website has news in 4 languages, including English already. It's www.ertopen.com. As for the ERT medium wave frequencies, Zacharias has been monitoring those, and so has Kai Ludwig in Germany, finding that some of the frequencies are not carrying programming, although the carriers may still be on the air. Hearing one transmitter from the Israeli Defense Forces station, Galei Tzahal, is difficult enough since it's low-powered. But recently they were running 2 transmitters on almost the same frequency, interfering with each other. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was finding them 90 hertz apart, causing a heterodyne above and below 15850 at 0820 UT. This makes me wonder whether there are 2 different transmitter sites for the station, unaware of what the other one is doing. While this was going on, their other frequency was missing, 6885. However, as of June 23rd, Wolfgang says they were back on 36 hertz below 6885, heard at 1913. And on June 25th, they were being heard on 7 hertz above 15850 at 1908. The lower frequency, 6885, also reported by Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, June 26th at 0125 with rock and dance music and a Hebrew announcement. You're listening to edition number 1675 of World of Radio. Consult our website for a lot more information, including DX Listening Digest number 13-26, upon which this edition is based, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska in Glendale, New York, who sent a postal money order to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Another way to contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, is via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Seabreeze, or Shokaze, the service from Japan to North Korea about abductions by the latter country, has made another of its periodic frequency switches, presumably to avoid jamming, but ignoring what other stations are on its changing frequencies continually. Ron Howard in California noted June 24th, in Japanese at 1342 on 5985.0, which clashes with Myanmar on 5985.8. That replaces 6135 for Shokaze at 1330 to 1430, usually with English on Fridays only. And Ivo Ivanov in DX Remix News Bulgaria reports their morning broadcast has also changed frequency at 20 to 21 UT from the Yamata, Japan site, 5910 replacing 5965. During the past week, I've had lots and lots of Mexican TV and even FMDX as we're in the middle of the annual summer sporadic E season. In fact, as I'm recording this on Wednesday afternoon, I'm keeping an eye on the TV monitor as the DX is still pounding in. All the details in my daily log reports and in DX Listening Digest. Sudipto Ghose reports the latest announced schedule, monitored by Babul Gupta in India, for the Tazin Radio Regional Services from Myanmar. 2330 to 130 on 6165, 130 to 330 on 9590. Also at 0430 to 0830 on 9590 and 0930 to 1330 on 7345. And the general service is announced as follows, all on medium wave 639 and three different shortwave frequencies. 2330 to 02 on 6030, 0430 to 07 on 9460, and 0930 to 15 on 6165. In each case, the final half hour is in English instead of Burmese at 1:30, 6:30, and 14:30. If Radio New Zealand International is missing from its scheduled frequency, you might find it on a frequency scheduled at some other time during the day. That's what happened June 7th until 0458 UT, when Dan Sheedy in California via Bob Wilkner was hearing RNZI on 7330, but the next day it was back on 15720. Dan Sheedy in California also reports readable audio 2 days in a row from Radio Pakistan before and after 14 UT on both 15235 and 17520, including news in Urdu on the hour, as well as a 3-pip time signal. But it was not really audible the next day, June 19th. Note I mentioned earlier under China that Wantok Radio Light Papua New Guinea is not being heard on 7325, even though the frequency is now cleared by China for sesquihour at 1300. But we do have some good news from Papua New Guinea. Rudy van Dalen in the Netherlands says he heard NBC Bougainville again on 3325, June 25th, signing on at 1907. It was the only PNG station I could hear on a Perseus SDR on the east coast of Down Under. Armchair quality, so therefore worth mentioning, he says. Yes, indeed. Ron Howard in California was also hearing it again a few hours later. After checking for it almost daily, it was finally reactivated. He says he had last heard it last July when they were covering the PNG elections, but now heard June 26th from 12:12 until sign-off at 13:03. At first it was far underneath RRI Palangkaraya Indonesia, but it was all talking with no music. The signal from Bougainville improved. In Talk Pigeon, playing Pop Pacific Islands songs, he says very pleased to be hearing them again. I continue to monitor Radio Chusky in Peru almost every night on 5980, and there's at least a carrier detectable, so I can time their sign-off 5 or 6 seconds later every night. It had just reached 0103 UT, but when I checked UT June 26, there was no signal at all. It must have been off the air earlier, or off the air completely. Let us hope only temporarily. On that occasion, other South American signals were coming in better than usual. From DX Remix News, here's the current schedule for the two external service broadcasts of Radio Pilipinas, the Philippines Broadcasting Service, all of which are via 250 kilowatt transmitters at the IBB Tinang site. At 0200-0330, mainly in English, but also Tagalog on 11880, 15285, and 17820. And at 17:30 to 19:30, mainly in Tagalog on 9915, 11720, and 15190. The azimuths in all cases are 283 degrees, except on 17820, which is 315 degrees. Ron Howard was hearing the 0200 broadcast June 24th on 17820. Fair reception, better than parallel 15285. In English, the usual dateline Malacañang, but he says they seem to have dropped the long-running Mindanao update, instead with a regional update, news from throughout the country, and also a new feature they have started carrying, weather. Right on the coast of New Zealand, Brian Clark continues to pull in some excellent DX, not only on shortwave, but medium wave. He reports in NZDX Times, hearing WGIT 1660, which is in Canoanas, Puerto Rico, for the first time May 27th, all alone, at 0556 UT with a Spanish talkback program, promotional blocks including Noticias 1660 and Puerto Rico references. He says this was undoubtedly the highlight of a month with limited listening opportunities. It must be over 30 years since I last positively heard a Puerto Rican station. Here's one of those midnight sun loggings we get around solstice. 13 meters propagating in the middle of the night, which isn't really that dark over high latitude pass. June 26 at 0533, I was hearing Romania news in English on 21500. Dan Sheedy on Suwamis Beach in California reports Radio Hargeisa Somaliland 7120, heard several mornings with football play-by-play live broadcasts in the 14 UT hour. This was on June 7th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. He says when a team scores, the announcers yell, goal, 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 a nice change from the usual Latin American style of one long goal. However, this is all over. They had been expanding their broadcast during that hour when they normally took a break. But as of June 24th, Ron Howard says, no longer with special extended sports coverage, back again with their English segment at 13:20, and off the air after 1400 until returning around 1500. Last week, we provided part of the new SLBC Sri Lanka schedule via the Trincomalee site, and here's an update, also with a change, and the rest of the schedule from Victor Gunatelica via DX Remix News. The broadcast at 11:15 to 12:15 UT on 9770 has been replaced by 9720. And there's one more at 16:30 to 18:30 on 11750. It's in Sinhala, English, and Tamil on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Another annual broadcast of the VLF Alexanderson alternator in Sweden is coming up for Alexanderson Day 2013, Sunday, June 30th. Thanks to Alan Pennington of the British DX Club for forwarding the news. The old alternator sends a CW message on 17.2 kHz at 09 and 12 UT, but they start transmitting half an hour earlier. There will also be related ham radio activity, and QSLs will be available. Details at alexander.n.se. Oh, the call sign is SAQ. despite our pleas that they make some other relay arrangements. Radio Taiwan International has announced that starting July 1st, they will end shortwave broadcast to North America due to drastic budget cuts. They're also ending a couple of other broadcasts. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. Thanks to Richard Lemke in Alberta for sending that on. Well, it will be inconvenient for RTI to lose most of its audience in North America. If you're hearing this before July 1st, the English relays via WYFR are 22 to 23 on 15440 and 03 to 04 UT on 6115. And as we've been reporting, that's because WYFR itself is closing down completely after June 30th. Keith Perrone in Taiwan explains RTI was really screwed by the demise of WYFR. RTI never paid for any of the programs relayed by WYFR, but WYFR was paying RTI thousands of dollars a month to have its programs relayed from various sites in Taiwan. RTI's audience on shortwave to North America is too small for them to rent time from other sites, according to Keith Perrone. Rick Barton in Arizona tells us, I just got an email from longtime online friend Andrew Ryan, producer, writer, and host on Radio Taiwan. He insists that RTI absolutely is still interested in broadcasting on shortwave to North America. He said, unless some other radio station is planning on jumping in to save us, this could be the end. He said the loss of both WYFR and the budget cuts are the root of the problem. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, are they waiting for someone to take them by the hand and arrange replacements? This will not happen. Issoudun, France is the obvious option. Is it really necessary to transmit to South Asia also from Europe? And is it necessary to have a repeat of German in the late evening? They have two slots that could be used for the Western Hemisphere without a single cent of extra expense. They would just have to arrange it within the airtime exchange they have with Radio France International. Capacity should be no issue unless a number of ALIS units cannot radiate in Western directions. Most of them are idle overnight. I think Issoudun was even completely off the air for most of the night until the Mont-Cenery replacements started. As for Keith Perrone's PCJ Radio International, originating in Taiwan but transmitted from Sri Lanka, they're moving half an hour later. Already difficult to hear in North America and not intended for us. The Sunday-only broadcast on 11835 is moving to 1330 to 1430 UT. One more reminder that the final broadcast of WYFR will be on 6115, where it's been broadcasting in English, at 2230 to 0300, plus the Taiwan relay until 0400, ending June 30th. As usual, it's not totally clear whether this refers to local time or universal time, so it might be ending UT July 1st. Ivo Ivanov notes that WWCR is taking over 6115 immediately from July 1st, but only between 21 and 01 UT. Moving in from way out of band 6875, but 21 UT is about 4 hours before sunset in the summer. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC's peaking at 15 and 4, June 27th and 28th, July 18th to 20th. Solar flux dropping from 120 June 27th to 105 July 4th to 7th, and back up to 125 by July 10th. Thus concludes World of Radio number 1675. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found all this informative, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.